This is a podcast from the BBC.
Scott Mills.
Chris's Friday Extra Show.
Hello and welcome to the Friday podcast. I'm Chris Stark. So this is the extra show podcast that we do on a Friday. You get the normal Scott Mills Daily, Monday to Thursday. And then on Friday, we do this little extra one. Sort of mops up issues from the week and gives you a little bit of an insight into how the show is made. Hello, producer Will.
Hello, Chris.
It's been a really, really good week on the show. I've learned a lot of things about Scott. I cannot believe he's never had a Happy Meal before. That's really hit us hard. So I think on Monday's show, the very first thing that we need to do is get the man a Happy Meal. Just see if it sparks joy.
Do you know what toys are on at the moment?
No.
That's an exciting one for him.
Although someone told me it was Pokemon cards. I don't know why I heard that. But do you remember a time, it's a bit of a ho, where Pokemon cards were like currency?
Yeah.
They were worth loads of money. Anyway, I like to get producer Will on a Friday because I think it helps give a bit of an insight into the show and how we make it and stuff like that. So producer Will, we record a lot of stuff throughout the week. There's certain things that don't end up making it onto the show. And what are those things?
There were bits of Where Do You Think They Were this week that I because you were obviously there recording it, that are so funny, but just like not okay.
We can't put it on the show.
Not at 1:40 on like a Thursday afternoon.
No.
There were some bits that were so rude, but we can put it on the podcast.
Well, this is the battle that we have. We seem to be able to sneak things in on this Friday podcast for people to enjoy. So are we doing that now? So Where Do You Think They Were? It's like a ruder, extended version of what happened, because this week's one was the best.
The best, hands
I reckon
down.
It's the best one that we've done.
And in terms of like the number of people that got in touch afterwards, like texts and emails and tweets, not seen anything like it. Like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people being like, help.
Wicked. So you would have heard this on yesterday's Scott Mills Daily. However, if you enjoyed it, this is an extended, ruder version of Where Do You Think They Were?
Billy is 25 and from a small village in Oxfordshire. Hey, Billy.
Hey, how's it going? You all right?
Yeah. So, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
Let's meet the mum.
Hello, Serena.
Afternoon. Hello, my little Billy sweetie.
He's gone full mum.
I can already tell this is going to be exceptional.
Oh, God.
Go on, then. Yeah.
All right, Serena. Nice to meet you on the phone. Are you ready to give us all of the detail?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, what he's missed out, I'll fill you in, boys. So, yeah, fire away.
Yeah. Excellent.
Oh, I think that's what I said to his dad on the morning. Wee. I can't remember.
All right, then.
Sorry.
Right, well, let's not peek too soon.
Okay.
Scott, the sexy music.
Okay, just before, Billy, I want to say that I will keep checking in on you to make sure you're okay?
Yeah, thanks.
you might want to get some kind of sick bag or a bucket, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah.
But although, remember, it's perfectly natural. It's the most natural thing in the world, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Serena, so where do we find ourselves?
25, 26 years back in time. 1993.
And what were you doing then? What did you do for a job?
For a job, I was a post lady delivering letters on the front line, yeah, in Oxfordshire, from Bicester Sorting Office. That's where I was based.
On the front line.
Were you a single post lady at this point?
Yes, I was.
You were using the job almost as speed dating, right? Because you were turning up at a lot of doors, you were meeting a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I had a good look about, see what was available. Done me bit when, you know, I had a look, see what cars were at the drive and whatever, thinking he'd do. And obviously you got all the inside information because you know if there's a Mrs. or a Mr. attached. So, yeah
that's
very
such
good.
A good point.
Yeah.
It's like uniform dating in reverse, isn't it, Scott? The uniforms are fancier new.
Yeah, I used to wear my skirt. And me bare legs in the summer, yeah. So,
okay.
Low-cut top.
All right.
Yeah.
Billy, are you okay?
No. This is already way too much.
Okay. So, I know that Billy's dad was a plumber, and you did something quite special to get his attention, didn't you, Serena?
Well, I don't know about special, but, yeah, I did do something a bit different to get his attention, yeah. Because he was a bit sort of, like, slow at coming forward, so I thought he needs a bit of encouragement.
OK,
so,
and
yeah.
What was his job?
He had his own business. He had his own plumbing business.
OK, so you're a post lady. OK, so you're a post lady. He's a plumber.
Yeah.
Did you just fancy him round and about? How did you get to know him, or were you sort of peeking through his letterbox?
He actually installed the central heating system in my parents' house, and that's when I first sort of met him. And he was having an argument with my dad in the airing cupboard about what my dad wanted to do was totally wrong and this is the right way. And I thought, bloody hell, I thought, nobody argues with my dad. I thought, who are you? So that got my attention. I thought he was either brave or stupid arguing with my dad, who was very, very clever. So, yeah, that sort of, like, caught my attention. And then as he was doing the installation, I was there in the afternoon and we got chatting and I thought, oh, he'll do. He ain't too bad. He'll do.
Right.
Yeah.
OK, so it was the argument with your father that really first attracted you to him?
Yes. Yeah, it was, yeah. And he could shoot. He was a good clay pigeon shooter and that impressed me.
Yeah. Where are you from again? Oxfordshire, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right,
do you want to know exactly where?
No,
it's fine.
Billy, are you fine with that?
Yeah, we can continue, hopefully. Yeah. God, help me.
All right, so back to what you did to impress Billy's dad, please.
Yeah, well, Valentine's Day was looming, if I remember rightly. So as I was a postwoman, I thought, well, I ought to send him a Valentine card. And I thought, well, it's just going to be another Valentine's card. Although I did notice he didn't have any. Well, I didn't deliver him any. So I thought I'd put a little poem in with it. So,
oh, this is great. Yeah. Hey, Billy, do you know about the poem?
No, I don't know any about this. No.
Would you like to hear the poem?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, I mean, Serena, you probably don't remember it, do you?
I for some strange reason, I laid in bed last night and thought, do I remember this? And it all came back to me, but I have had to write it down.
Fantastic.
And I've not tweaked it at all.
Okay.
This was what actually went in his Valentine's card.
Well, this is great news.
All right, this is possibly my favourite Where Do You Think They Were already. Serena, I'm going to let you compose yourself and then all of us, including Billy, will hear the poem next.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Billy is with us today on Where Do You Think They Were? Hey.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah, we're getting all the details about your conception from your mum, Serena, and she is not backwards in coming forward.
Yeah, it's pretty horrendous, isn't it?
That's fine. So, Serena was a post lady at the time. Billy's dad was a plumber. And to get his attention, she wrote him a Valentine's poem, which we're about to hear now.
Oh, this is going to be wonderful. Shall we have some poetic music for this, Scott?
I think so. Serena, take it away.
I was a postwoman, he was a plumber. I'd like to be a spanner so you can hold me in your hands. I'd like to be a radiator so you can show me all the plans of where you're going to screw me, up the wall or on the floor, and where you're going to position me, in the bedroom or the hall.
Billy, you OK?
No.
This is ridiculous.
I hope we have some good hard profs, and then I'll spring a leak. Then you can come and lag me, but I'll see you in 2 weeks. And just to keep you guessing, I'll give you one more clue. There's nothing royal about me when I send this card to you. There you go.
I mean, it's...
I must have walked an extra 10 miles missing deliveries with that going on in my head that morning.
That was...
Yeah.
That was actually beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I was quite proud of that.
Yeah,
Billy,
really
Billy, what do you make of that?
That was many things, but I wouldn't call it beautiful. God.
It's clever, like, wordplay. I'd like to be a spanner so you can hold me in your hands. Radiator, all the plans.
Come and lag me.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, we don't need to go over it.
Oh, sorry. OK, so that was the poem. Obviously, it works because you and Billy's dad got together.
Yeah, I got him into bed,
Yeah, OK, cool.
Yep.
That's not... Yeah, you said that, not me, cool. And and then if you can talk us through the exact moment where we think Billy may have been made.
When Billy's seeds were sown, I worked with a chap called Brian, and him and Daphne, his wife and family, decided to emigrate to Australia. As I worked closely with him at work, I said, well, look, you know, we'll give you a hand moving your stuff out into your rented property while his house was sold, etc. And we'll give you a lift to the airport. So I skived off work that morning, and his dad had the day off work, and we had a little session in the bedroom. It was a little session because he didn't miss the plane, and we weren't late for the airport. So yeah, that morning on the way on the way to the airport, yeah. So
now there was some problem, wasn't there, with your husband?
Yeah, bless him. Always suffered with a bad back. And it wasn't the first time, but yeah, it was for me on my hands and knees. And Billy was conceived in that position. Yeah, yeah. Backwards and coming forwards, I think you mentioned earlier. So yeah, very much like that.
Serena,
yeah.
I must stop you there. Billy, are you okay?
Yeah, it's fine. It's not fine, but yes, it's okay.
It's nearly over now. All right. And was this in a house then? Yeah, your house?
Yeah. We had a rented cottage in the early days, and it would have been in the bed of love upstairs in the top room that later became Billy's bedroom.
Oh God!
That's so disrespectful.
He had our bedroom, the bedroom that he was conceived in.
The bed of love, Billy. The bed of love, where you rest your sweet head
in a damp cottage in the 90s.
I never thought of that.
Me and your dad got up for some things in that room.
Right. Love.
I think we need to stop.
I think I'm done. Are you, Billy, are you done?
Okay.
Yeah, like 10 minutes ago.
Right. Do you, you probably remember that bedroom quite well, no?
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah. Yeah. For all the wrong reasons.
We had to redecorate and re-carpet and everything. There was a few carpet worn patches on it when we vacated, so it all had to be redone.
You've got to just put all these things right, haven't you?
You have, yeah.
And you did.
Yeah. So good fun. Good fun. Yeah, very good fun.
Good fun there in the 90s.
Yeah. It must have been good for me to remember.
Yeah, absolutely,
actually.
Serena. Right,
that's
listen, I've got to go. But thank you so much for being on today. On Where Do You Think They Were?
It's been a pleasure.
It's been amazing.
Bit of payback to my wonderful son.
Right.
And I'd just like to say hello to my ex-husband, Stephen. Sorry, lovey, had to be done. Blame your son.
This is incredible.
You're amazing.
God.
Oh, so good. Easily my favourite Where Do You Think They Were. If you want to take part in this feature, I know it's a tough ask, but please email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We've been begging it a bit recently, but we do need you guys to get involved. Isn't that right, Producer Will?
Mills went full Churchill on Thursday, like full Queen.
He did. I think we need to do more appeals like that. We need to go Britain's Got Talent on the issue.
Oh, I quite like that. Any themed appeals that you can think of?
Yeah. Yeah, well, let us know. Anyway, we need you guys to get involved in the show, as always. That's the main thing. So, Will, there's a couple of questions that we've had emailed in that you want to go through now.
A couple of questions for you, Chris, for the podcast. One from Thomas George, two first names. My question for the show on Friday is regarding Nicole, who had never left Wales before. I'm wondering if we're going to get her back on and potentially send her to explore somewhere new. I'm Welsh myself, so I found this particular item very funny and would love more stuff from Nicole. Hope to hear her back soon and hope to hear it on the podcast. Love you, bye, Tom George.
I think that's a really good point, Tom. Nicole was one of our favourite listeners that we got on, and she was very, very funny on the show. In fact, if you don't remember Nicole, here is one of the funniest things she said when she was on before.
Have you ever seen clogs?
No.
Because that's what everyone wears in Holland.
Oh, clogs with the horns in.
Not Crocs.
Oh.
No one wants those.
They're like a wooden shoe.
Clogs.
You know, imagine like a proper wooden shoe, like really heavy.
Well, they don't wear them.
They do.
Yeah, they do. You'll see them on sale everywhere.
In the shops?
Yeah.
That's hideous.
Bless her. She'd never flown before. And we love Nicole for this sort of different view on the world. It'd be great to get her back on. So what we'll do, Tom, is we'll put in a message to her and find a way to get her back involved in the show. Any other questions, Will?
Riley. He's 12. He says, I've got a quick question which I'd love you to talk about on the podcast. I'm a massive fan of Radio 1 and everything about it. I'm so obsessed, I have an Instagram fan account. My question is, how do I get to see more of the studios? I don't really know what they look like apart from what's shown on camera.
Yeah, well, we've started doing this a lot more. We've tried to put out a lot more videos so you guys can see how it works when we record some of the stuff that we put out on the show. And I've really enjoyed seeing these videos go out. The one where we ring funny businesses. I don't really want to say the word, Riley, because you're 12 years old. But it is an amazing video and it got such a huge reaction. Thousands and thousands of views. In fact, only this morning, I put a video up on Instagram, which was from yesterday's show, from Where Do You Think They Were? And it's great seeing all the comments underneath it. Also, I think it's a bit like Gogglebox. It's quite cool seeing Scott's reaction to things and my reaction to some of the callers, because I guess you only ever have to imagine it. But yeah, really, those videos kind of show it for what it is. The rest of the studios are quite boring. In fact, if you come to Radio 1, and we do like to show people around Radio 1 occasionally, it's really good to show people what you can see on the cameras, which is the studios there. But the rest of Radio 1 is just offices and quite dull people.
A lot of desks.
A lot of desks, a lot of messy desks. Although, I love that we're bringing this to the podcast. It's actually Tidy Friday today, which is a very exciting day at Radio 1 where an attempt is made to sort of clean up a little bit. Doesn't normally work.
There was an email sent earlier this week that was like, if you come in on Monday or Tuesday and you can't find the thing that you wanted, it's because it's gone, because you didn't hide it for Tidy Friday.
Yeah, they go really militant here. Yeah, it can get quite aggy, actually. Tidy Friday is very stressful, but it's on today. So, yeah, Riley, what you see on those videos is the Radio 1 studios, and to be honest, that's probably the best bit of it. I know this Friday Extra podcast is a little bit weird, but please feel free to send in any questions that you got, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, or you can slide into the DMs on Insta or Twitter, and we'll always do our best to answer it. Okay, to finish this Friday podcast, we're going to give you a little bit of gold, something from back in the day, something that we loved that you might have forgotten. And it kind of makes sense because we're bringing back Innuendo Bingo. In fact, Will, is Innuendo Bingo starting next week?
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. O'clock. The return of Innuendo Bingo. Better, wetter than ever before. I'm so excited for it to be back. And to whet your appetite a little bit, here's Lorraine Kelly's Innuendo Bingo from ages ago.
Lorraine's heard the game before, but she has never taken part. Do you know, you were on my my dream list of people to play it. Of course.
Okay, good. Hope I don't disappoint.
I do want you to get fully involved, though,
yes,
Lorraine.
Yes, yes.
You know, you might never do it again, so get fully involved.
Absolutely.
There is a bin there if you want it, but I wouldn't bother with that. I'd just aim at him.
Yeah. You don't mean.
The unspoilt. No. Did you just call him unspoilt?
Yeah, well, he was changing his T-shirt, so I was able to see his wee chest, and it's so cute. Mm.
Unspoilt. That's what she called you. Unspoilt.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's lovely.
Here we go.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45.
It is.
It is.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
So get on your phone and watch it. If you're on the move, if you are maybe doing some work at the moment, down tools and watch Innuendo Bingo. That's one. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Lorraine Kelly's playing, and you will want to watch this because it's going to get wet. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes, right, I can't believe this. It's so exciting.
Lorraine Kelly, fill your cheeks.
Cheers. And is it just water?
Yeah.
Just the water.
Yeah, okay. It's quite cold, I warn
But
you.
do put a lot in your mouth.
Okay.
If you can. Just quite a lot. Just I nearly said something really bad. Mm-hmm. A large mouthful. Ready? Laughing already. And we start with a TV show called Daybreak. No hands, Lorraine, that's the rules. Mm. If the water spills, it spills. And Richard Arnold. Mm. Let's slip a behind-the-scenes secret here.
The weather, shocking, can you believe it? I went out yesterday in a short and had to go to a shop to buy a trouser. Apparently our very own Sue Jameson has had to cover her lettuce with a fleece.
This is amazing! You're right, Lorraine. You see, he does go for it. He goes for it.
No, it's fine. I was being polite. I'm not going to be polite.
No.
Okay. Right, okay.
No, take that out.
Yeah.
No politeness. And now...
Are we going again?
Yeah.
Okay.
On and on and
there's
on.
There's quite a few, Lorraine.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Ready?
Oh, God, it's not fine, is it? Okay. Over to you. Over to Dame Helen Mirren now at the Olivier Awards on Innuendo Bingo. It's very open-minded in the theatre. Mm-hmm.
And also a very special thanks to two fantabulous dollies, who Georges Maria...
Oh, it's rude.
I'm sorry, I've got it all over your bed.
Oh, hen.
No, we're fine. Wow, I never thought I'd hear that.
This is incredible. Okay. She's loving it. Loving life.
I'm loving life.
This is brilliant. Okay.
Okay.
More water, please.
Yep.
Back to BBC Radio 1 next. Mm. And Danny Howard has an exciting invitation from Alice Levine.
I thought you were going to say someone let you down, so you had to ask me, but thanks for inviting me.
A few people cancelled.
Do I have to come in my pyjamas, by the way?
I'd love you to come in your pyjamas.
Straight in the face there.
Oh.
Oh, the rain.
Little monkey.
Oh, you little monkey.
Oh, dear. Okay. Right, okay. No, that's fine.
Are you still fine? Or are you going to have a divas drop any second?
No.
Are you going to leave?
I'm going to get my revenge.
Okay, I would do that.
Right. I'm still on my first one, and you're
fill your cheeks, Lorraine.
Yeah.
Fill your cheeks.
Really fill your cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
I hope you're watching this on the Radio 1 website. It's gold. Over to the badminton horse trials now. And the jockeys getting to know their horses very well.
I would like to give him the benefit of the doubt here, I have to say. The horse over jumps, hits the takeoff of the second bank. He decided to pull the horse off.
Can I say, something that hit you and then came back on me?
That was a bad one. Ooh, it's cold.
The brain, you're a mess.
I know.
Oh, I'm soaking as well. Oh, dear.
Oh. Your makeup's all over the shop.
Am I panda? Am I panda face?
It's not as bad as you think it is.
Oh, it's all right. Oh, I am panda face, so that's fine.
I'm fine.
That's all right. Right, are we ready again?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
These aren't going to dry out.
You can watch this now on the Radio 1 website. It's fantastic. Mm. Lorraine Kelly playing innuendo bingo. So many people watching. Okay, we cross to MasterChef now. More water, please. Starts to get towards the final. The contestants start using the more unusual ingredients.
They're served with steamed water egg with crab meat, stir-fried cockles and peanuts, a soy and a tofu emulsion, and a side of morning glory.
Lorraine, get him! Get him, Lorraine!
No!
You're getting soaked!
I know, it's terrible.
Right.
I don't wear anything.
Get him back. Stop being a lady.
You went on cockles.
I went on cockles. You had me at cockles.
Yeah. All
right.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, right.
Right, okay.
More water, please.
Yes, we have.
Let's get through this.
Yep. Absolutely. We can do this, can't we?
Yeah, we're on.
Right, we're on.
Okay, we're going over to the snooker now from last week. Mm-hmm. And Steve Davis making this very enlightening short film about the science of snooker.
Our friends on the BBC show Plastics How It Works have explained the story in loving detail, recreating that initial solution and dipping their balls in it.
That was the worst one.
Steve Davis.
I know. Who I are know. You? Being interesting.
More water, please.
And rude. Okay. Mm.
They are the snooker players are obsessed with the balls.
Yes.
Dennis Taylor couldn't contain himself when he was on Pointless recently.
Oh yeah. Well, if Chaz and Dave's worst record comes up, I might be able to get that snooker loopy. Does anybody remember that? Eh?
No.
Chaz shot a ball into my mouth, so I had to catch a white ball in my mouth.
Before you,
that was
I
was vicious, yeah.
So ahead of
you. No, that was just
that was a good one.
That was an opportunity one.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Right.
More water. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. Mm-mm-mm. We're not going to get Lorraine Kelly on bingo again, are we? You might as well make it a good one.
Good point.
Over to Gardener's Question Time now. Mm. You know Anne Swithenbank?
Stop that. I've run out now.
All right. More water for Lorraine, please. Water for Kelly. This is carnage.
Oh, are we the worst this ever been as far as getting
it's brilliant.
We must be.
Oh, it's up there.
You know Anne Swithenbank?
Yes.
Anyway, here she is. Water, please.
Do you mollycoddle your tulips, Anne Swithenbank?
All fine. Gardener's question time. Have been at it again. This story about a torch seems to have got these ladies really quite overexcited, as you're about to hear.
No.
No?
No.
No, really?
No.
Can you imagine the scene? Sitting, this poor lady sitting squatted down the corner of a car park with a torch.
That'd be great.
Don't you think the neighbours might talk?
Oh, you got a rat bag?
She calls you a rat bag.
Oh, it's an honour.
It's an honour. Okay, get him, Lorraine.
I'm going to.
We're going over to BBC Radio 2 now.
Oh, right, okay.
Water, loads of it. Uh-huh. Do you think Richard Allenson is slightly regretting choosing this text topic on his show?
Thank you for your mails and your texts and your tweets this morning. Silly games, in honour of the Knob Festival.
Water, please. Quickly.
What do you mean, quickly?
Quickly, I've got more to play. Mm-hmm. Chris? Hello.
Going on in Dorset tomorrow. Man Ran said, silliest game I played has to be hide the sausage.
I've never played that.
Knowing look to camera. Lorraine, you are filth. Okay. More water, please. Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, pray silence for Dame Dale Winton.
Horseradish sauce is traditionally...
Sorry, I know what's coming. I know what's coming.
He knows what... We've played this one before. Oh, Lorraine, are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
We need to get this woman a towel.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's good.
Are you having more?
Thank you.
Not long now.
No, it's fine. Right. You can't just do it when you just hear Dale Winton.
No, I'm sorry.
It's because he's heard it before. It's a good one. Mm. Over to... Dale Winton.
Horseradish sauce is traditionally served with which roast meat?
I love it too. Thinking all this, pretty sure it's beef.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to plump for beef.
Would you like me to take beef as your answer?
Yes, please, Dale.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
That is, if you've got a filthy mind.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
I'm looking for beef.
He's looking for beef. God love him.
Oh,
God love the man.
Oh, Lorraine.
Oh, Lorraine.
What?
Nothing. This one's even better.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
That gets great. Look at Greg James outside. He's absolutely loving it. Okay. Two more.
Right, okay.
Oh, jeez.
Are you okay, son?
Yeah, I've risk assessed this.
Oh, she called you son.
I didn't, I didn't put the bingo trousers on. I didn't think it was going to be like this.
Wow, it is. More water, Brett. Here we go. Let's go over to Antiques Roadshow now.
Well, I can show you, in fact.
But show me.
OK, well, if we look at the binoculars, they've got a rubber bumper around them.
Yes.
And that. And then you take this rubber off.
That looks a bit stiff.
It's quite
pretty
tight.
Pretty tight.
Yes.
Brain's lost it. OK, one more. Then we can all dry off.
OK.
Mm-hmm. It's a classic from... Rick Stein.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
My Spanish is rubbish, I didn't get that one.
Again?
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast
Lorraine.
Is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Miguel Pujol. Oh, jeez. Oh.
Right, well, that's been...
this has been an honour.
One of my favourite things ever on this show. Thank you so much, Lorraine Kelly.
Hey!
Playing innuendo bingo. Oh. What a sport, a national treasure, and up for a laugh. Thanks for watching, if you did.
Oh, that's That's not good.
Oh, no, wringing out the clothes. Are you all right, Lorraine?
I'm really good. That was really good fun.
Really enjoyed that.
That was really good. We're going to now go and get toweled down, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Have an amazing weekend. We'll be back on Monday, 1 till 4. And of course, if you're just a podcast listener, Scott Mills Daily will be back to normal next week.
Cooey!
Hiya!
Hey, everyone.
Hiya!
Join me, Glyn Fussell, and your favourite drag queens alongside Sam Smith, Little Mix, Greg James, and so many more as we invite you into Radio 1's Drag Queens Den.
Ask anything that you have ever wanted to ask a drag queen.
Do any of you enjoy the TV show Midsummer Murders?
Your weekly dose of fabulous queens across the scene, from RuPaul to Hartlepool.
Drag is punk. It's blurring the lines of what we're expected to do, taking autonomy over our own bodies and lives.
Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.